Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Monday morning, July 14th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. DIB efforts are evolving in the heat of the shifting political climate. New study by HR.com Research Institute. HR professionals are facing challenges in the evolving landscape of diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, as per a new study by HR.com Research Institute. Organizations are adapting to changing political winds by consulting legal experts, pausing or reevaluating DIB training, and revising policies to align with new executive orders. The study shows that DE leader organizations are more likely to report financial success by integrating DEIB into company values, supporting employee resource groups, and ensuring consistent internal DEIB communication. HR.com offers actionable guidance to navigate this complex environment and keep people at the center of DEIB efforts.
State employees offered $20,000 as part of buyout aimed at cutting payrolls. Thousands of state employees have been offered a buyout program, part of GovOther Wes Moore's plan to reduce state government size and cut $121 million from ongoing personnel expenses. Eligible full-time executive branch employees can receive $20,000 plus $300 for each year of service, 6 months of paid state health benefits, and payout of unused leave and compensatory time. The deadline to apply is August 4th, with no set target for the number of employees to participate. Senate Minority Leader Senator Stephen S. Hershey Jr. criticized the offer as a short-term fix for a long-term problem. Approximately 52,000 positions are within the state personnel system, with 4,800 vacant as of May. Not all employees will be eligible, as some have less than 2 years of service. The Department of Budget and Management will ultimately approve or deny applications.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.